This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some scientists at the Environmental Protection Agency are questioning the agency's political bosses. The dispute centers on the practice used to calculate air pollution from power plants. The scientists contend that the agency's higher-ups are signing off on questionable changes that put political concerns ahead of science. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
As the nation's demand for energy grows, so too does the list of regions vying to expand their electric power plants. In North Dakota, for instance, where there's a mammoth supply of coal, state officials have an ambitious plan to build new coal-fired plants. The state's Robert Harms oversees the effort.
The state has been interested in expanding that industry because of the kinds of jobs that it provides. That industry is one of the highest-paying sectors in the state's economy.
But there's been one major stumbling block for the state. Pollution records kept by the EPA show that North Dakota's existing power plants already emit too much sulfur dioxide. That's the pollution linked to acid rain and smog. Because of this, EPA's regional headquarters in Denver has cited the state with violations for exceeding limits set by the Clean Air Act. The limits are aimed at protecting pristine areas such as national parks. Vicki Patton is an attorney with the advocacy group Environmental Defense. She explains these violations bring two serious consequences for North Dakota.
The first is that it would require existing coal plants to clean up their high pollution levels. And the second implication is that it would interfere with the state's plans to dramatically expand and build additional coal plants in the region.
North Dakota officials balked at this. They say the violations were issued in error. Here again is Robert Harms.
The air quality in North Dakota is pristine and has been continuing to get better for the last 20 years, all of which we can demonstrate with actual air quality monitoring data.
So what's a state to do? Well, North Dakota decided to come up with its own mathematical model to determine air quality.
What we've tried to do is refine the model so that it reflects what we know to be factual data.
Using this new refined model, North Dakota officials determined that their state was not violating clean air law. They sent their model to the regional EPA headquarters, but scientists there scoffed at the results, as did many of their colleagues around the country. Scott Boning is among them. He explains one questionable change is North Dakota's selective use of annual averaging of emissions versus peak emissions.
An analogy I would use is if you have to obey the speed limit, the 55 miles per hour, you don't average in the times that you are stopped at a stoplight. You've got to look at kind of your peak speed if you're going to be figuring out whether you're obeying the speed limit or not. Similarly, in the case of emissions, if you're concerned about a short-term standard, then you've got to have a short-term or peak kind of emissions, and you can't just stick in there annual averages.
This change and others in the refined model were a sticking point for the EPA's regional headquarters, and they rejected North Dakota's new approach. So, not wanting to back down, North Dakota decided to take their case to the agency's bosses in Washington. Again, Robert Harms.
The reason we went to headquarters is because the region simply would not evaluate those positions that the state was advancing. And so we said, all right, well, then we're going to have to take it to your superiors and ask them to at least help us look at these things honestly.
In Washington, the North Dakotans met with a top Bush administration appointee who, before joining the EPA, worked for a law firm that represents the electric power industry. The end result, according to Environmental Defense's Vicki Patton, is that North Dakota won approval for its new revised model.
I think it shows that this is, in the end, driven by political accommodation and political imperatives.
A group of EPA scientists seem to agree. Pollution modeling experts from all over the country have written a memo to their Washington bosses outlining six specific concerns. While the concerns are very technical in nature, scientist Scott Boning says they all come down to one question. That is, why is the agency allowing changes to the model that EPA scientists say underestimate pollution?
It does seem to be a little fishy if the direction of the decision is always towards allowing more emissions and more pollution into the air.
Cynthia Bergman, press secretary to EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt, says her boss is looking into the scientists' concerns.
We have been taking steps to make sure that their opinions and concerns are considered and included when we are making decisions on key issues like this.
Bergman says while the North Dakota model is in the final stages of implementation, it's not intended to set a new national precedent. But already it's clear that other regions are eager to put it to use. NPR has obtained permit documents filed with the state of Utah on behalf of the Intermountain Power Plant, which is looking to expand. The documents show the facility is using some of the same techniques used by North Dakota. Documents also show that, once again, EPA scientists in the region are raising red flags about the approach. It's a disagreement that could set the scene for yet another skirmish between the EPA scientists and the political appointees in the agency who have the final word. Alice Naubry, NPR News, Washington.